Speaker and deputy speakers have been elected to the lower house of parliament. Parties seeking to form a new government have reportedly clashed over the share out of ministerial posts, and a Prague gallery has filed a lawsuit for the protection of a controversial project by the guerrilla art group Stohoven. The vice chair of the Civic Democratic Party, Miroslava Nemcova, has been elected speaker of the lower house of parliament. All 200 members of the Chamber of Deputies were present for the secret ballot, in which Ms. Nemcova received 118 votes, or the exact number of members from the emerging coalition. The runner-up for the position, Lubomir Zaoralek of the Social Democratic Party, received 79 votes. He was elected later Thursday afternoon as deputy speaker, a post which he held in the previous parliament. The other two deputy speakers will be Vlasta Parkanova of Topo 9 and Katerina Klasnova of Public Affairs. The parties negotiating a new center-right government appear to have clashed over the share-out of seats in a future government. The Civic Democrats, Topo 9 and Public Affairs had signed an agreement for a 6-5-4 share-out of 15 ministerial portfolios in a future government. But Topo 9 leader Karol Schwarzenberg said his party is still sticking to its demand that it have equal weight with the Civic Democrats in terms of overall influence and heavyweight cabinet posts, according to the daily Lidové Noviny. Topo 9 deputy leader Miroslav Kalousek has reportedly demanded to be the next finance minister, with the responsibilities of that office undiminished, or threatened not to be in the government at all. Civic Democrats have previously said the Prime Minister and Finance Minister should come from the same party. The leaders of the three parties have signed an agreement to restrict the immunity of members of both houses of Parliament. The proposal would amend constitutional law in order to allow parliamentarians to be investigated for misdemeanors. Each chamber would still be able to refuse to allow their members to be investigated, though such investigations may be done once the parliamentarian in question completes his or her mandate. The three parties intend to submit the bill to Parliament on Thursday as a joint proposal. They anticipate the support of the Social Democratic Party, without which they lack the votes to pass the measure. The Dvořák Sek Contemporary Gallery in Prague has filed a suit with the municipal court for the protection of a controversial project by the guerrilla art group Stohoven. Last week, police impounded an exhibit by the group that displayed falsified citizen identification cards. The gallery said on Thursday that it would make every effort to allow the project to be respected as a topical work of art that reflects the period in which it was made. The project, called Citizen K, a play on the word for ID card in Czech, was ostensibly intended to expose the ease with which personal information can be misused. The members used the falsified IDs to travel, vote, and even marry over the course of 6 months. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions at the weekend are expected to be partly cloudy with a chance of rain on Friday and daytime highs of around 22 degrees Celsius. I'm Christian Falvey, and that's the end of the news.